Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Happy weekend, my friends. It's great to be with you again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music ever. Well, coming up today, we are featuring Ray Anthony. And that's because the great trumpeter and band leader is having a birthday this week. That's right, he turns 104 years old on Tuesday, January 20th. So Ray Anthony is in the spotlight today. And for the countdown today, we'll be playing the biggest hits from the third week of January in 1951. So that's what's coming up today, and if you're ready, let's begin.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we start on the charts from this weekend in 1951. And at number 10, it's a flip side hit for Guy Mitchell.
She had a dark and a roving eye, and her hair hung down in ringlets. She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
As I cruised out one evening upon the night's career, I spied a lofty clipper ship, and to her I did steer. I hoisted out my signals, which she so quickly knew. And when she saw my bunting fly, she immediately hove to.
She had a dark and a roving eye, and her hair hung down in ringlets. She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving.
Took her for some fish and chips and treated her so fine. And hardly did I realize she was the roving kind. I kissed her lips, I missed her lips, and found to my surprise she was nothing but a pirate ship rigged up in a disguise.
She had a dark and a roving eye,
and her hair hung down in ringlets.
She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
So come all ye good sailor men who sail the wintry seas, and come all ye apprentice lads, a warning take from me. Beware of lofty clipper ships, they'll be the ruin of you. But 'twas there she made me walk the plank and pushed me under too.
She had a dark and a roving eye, and her hair hung down in ringlets.
She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but
one of the roving kind.
That's Guy Mitchell and the Roving Kind with the Mitch Miller Orchestra and Chorus. That was at number 10 this weekend in 1951. That was adapted from an English folk song called The Pirate Ship, which explains some of the lyrics. Now, that was a flip side hit for the 23-year-old from Detroit. That peaked at number 4. Now, for those of you very young listeners, here's what I mean by a flip side hit. Up until about the early to mid-90s, music companies released single records. Now, on the A side of that record was a song they thought would be a good seller. Now, there was always a song on the other side, but normally that tune wasn't expected to do as well. And for the most part, they didn't. But usually when the flip side did do well, it was because the A side was so strong, or the performer was very popular. And Guy Mitchell was a hot new artist here in early 1951, and this record was a biggie too. A little bit later on, we'll play the A side of the record. It's a little bit further up the countdown. And we have gone back to the third weekend of January in 1951 on today's show, when the President of the United States was Harry Truman. Albin Barkley was the Vice President, and the U.S. population is 154 million. And in our world this year, our military is involved in a police action in Korea. Television is growing, not just in the number of sets, but the number of programs. And we're dealing with inflation here in the USA. Just this week, prices and wages have been frozen. It's the second wage salary freeze in less than 9 years. The Federal Reserve has raised stock purchase margin requirements from 50 to 75% to discourage credit expansion. And with higher prices, Americans are making some changes. Sales of instant coffee are up 25%, as regular roast coffee has risen to about 80 cents a pound. And butter is in such short supply that retail prices often top a dollar a pound. And consumers are turning to margarine, with its average price of about 33 cents a pound. And that's a little bit about our world from 75 years ago. And the music world belonged to Perry Como. He had 3 singles in the top 10 this week, including a duet with Betty Hutton at number 9.
What you doing, Hutton?
Doodling. Can you doodle?
Can I doodle? I can't get it out of my noodle.
How come?
Because I love you a bushel and a peck. A bushel and a peck and a hug around the neck.
Ouch!
Hug around the neck and a barrel and a heap. Barrel and a heap and I'm talking in my sleep about you.
About me?
Yes, about you.
My heart is leaping, having trouble sleeping.
Cause I love you. A bushel and a peck. You bet your purty neck I do. Doodle doodle doodle.
Perry.
Oh, very. Do you like me, Hutton?
Like a glutton.
So where's your Como button?
I love you, a bushel and a peck.
How much?
A bushel and a peck, though you make my heart a wreck. Make my heart a wreck, and you make my life a mess. Make my life a mess, yes, a mess of happiness. About you.
About me?
Yes, about you.
You're gonna grieve me if and you ever leave me.
Cause I love you, a bushel and a peck. You bet your birdie neck I do. Do 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 do.
It's getting kind of quiet around here.
Oh, we can fix that, Perry boy. Let's go! I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and it beats me all to heck, beats me all to heck, how I'll ever tend the farm, when I want to keep my arms about you. About you, the cows and chickens, let them go to the dickens, cause I love you, a bushel and a peck, you bet your purty neck I do.
It's getting kind of quiet again.
Do 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 do.
An octave lower, please.
Do 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 do.
Perry Como and Betty Hutton, a bushel and a peck. Record number 9 this weekend in 1951, they were backed by the Mitchell Ayers Orchestra, coming down the chart after reaching number 3. And it came from the Broadway show Guys and Dolls. Hey, some of the books that have been flying off the shelves recently here in early 1951 include Ernest Hemingway's Across the River and Into the Trees, The Disenchanted by Bud Schulberg, and Joy Street from Francis Parkinson Keyes. In nonfiction, bestsellers include The Little Princesses by Marion Crawford, Thor Heyerdahl's Kon-Tiki, and Look Younger, Live Longer by Gaylord Houser. That's been the best-selling book since mid-October. And we bid farewell to a couple of writers recently. George Bernard Shaw passed in November at the age of 94. Sinclair Lewis died January 10th. He was 65. Actor Jack Holt died at the age of 62. That was January 18th, the same day as German auto designer Ferdinand Porsche. The inventor of the rear-engine automobile was 75. And on January 22nd, Charles Nestler died at the age of 78. You might not know the name, but he was the man who invented the permanent wave. He promised curls to every girl. He was also the inventor of false eyelashes. Well, I'm sure many ladies were batting their lashes at Perry Como, especially when he sang this week's 8th place record, You're Just in Love.
I hear singing and there's no one there. I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why. I wonder why. I keep tossing in my sleep at night. And what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars that used to twinkle in the skies are twinkling in my eyes. I wonder why.
You don't need analyzing. It is not so surprising that you feel very strange but nice. Your heart goes pitter-patter. I know just what's the matter, because I've been there once or twice. Put your head on my shoulder. You need someone who's older. A rub down with a velvet glove. There is nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant ache. You're not sick, you're just in love.
I
you don't need
singing
analyzing.
And there's no
it is not
there.
So surprising
I
that you
smell
feel
blossoms
very strange,
and
but
the trees
nice.
Are bare. All day long I seem to walk.
I know just what's the matter, because I've been there once or twice. Put your head
tossing in my sleep.
You need someone who's older.
And what's more, I've lost my appetite.
There is nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant ache. You're not sick.
I wonder why.
You're just in love. Now you know why.
Now I know why I'm just in love.
Number 8 on the countdown this weekend in 51, Perry Como with the Fontaine Sisters and again the Mitchell Ayers Orchestra, You're Just in Love. It was on its way up to number 5 and from the Broadway musical, Call Me Madam. Well, since the last two songs came from Broadway, let's head on up to the Great White Way. Well, we'll get to the musicals in a second, but I feel like a comedy first. There's Celeste Holm in Affairs of State. Season in the Sun starred Nancy Kelly and Richard Worf. The Ladies Not for Burning, Pamela Brown, John Gielgud, and Richard Burton. And Bell Book and Candle featured Rex Harrison and Lily Palmer. Also showing was The Country Girl with Uta Hagen, Paul Kelly, and Stephen Hill. And a couple from Shakespeare are now in production. Louis Calhern stars as King Lear. And Maurice Evans is Richard II. Reprising the role that he created a sensation on Broadway in 1937. And to the musicals, which I've mentioned so far today, Irving Berlin's Call Me Madam, starring Ethel Merman along with Paul Lucas, Pat Harrington, and Russell Knipe, and Frank Lesser's Guys and Dolls, with Robert Alda and Sam Levine, Vivian Blaine, Pat Rooney, Stubby Kaye, and here, Isabel Bigley.
Ask me how do I feel. Ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kissed tonight, that's the way I've just got to behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. And if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. If I were a watch, start popping my spring. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding. Ask me how do I feel from this chemistry lesson I'm learning. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bridge, I'd be burning. Yes, I knew my morale would crack from the wonderful way that you looked. Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack. And if I were a goose, I'd be cooked. Ask me how do I feel? Ask me now that we're fondly caressing. Pal, if I were a salad, I know I'd be splashing my dressing. Ask me how to describe this whole beautiful thing. Well, if I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong, ding.
If I were a bell, that's Isabel Bigley, playing the part of Sarah Brown in Guys and Dolls. She won a Tony for that performance. And the show was playing on Broadway this weekend in 1951 as we listen to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, it's a tribute to Ray Anthony. Anthony and his orchestra and Mr. Anthony's Boogie, recorded October 16, 1950. And we're celebrating the trumpeter and band leader because he turns 104 years old on Tuesday, January 20th. He was born Raymond Antonini, 1922, in Bentleyville, Pennsylvania, which is in the Pittsburgh area. But soon after that, his family moved to Cleveland. Well, one day, Ray's father handed his 5-year-old son a trumpet, and from that time on, he was hooked on the horn. And eventually, he became a teenage disciple of Harry James. Well, the kid prodigy started working professionally at age 16 when he joined Al Donahue's orchestra. Well, then in late 1940, Ray got a taste of the big time as he was hired by Glenn Miller. Well, he and Glenn never really hit it off. Ray was never featured. He was always the number four trumpet. And Ray was a little cocky in his late teens, always pitching new ideas, which irked Miller, so he fired him a couple of times. But he would hire him back because his chops were so good. Now, he wound up staying with the band for less than a year, but he did appear in the motion picture Sun Valley Serenade. Well, after Miller, he played briefly with Jimmy Dorsey. And then the war broke out, and Ray joined the Navy. And he would wind up performing for the troops at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in Honolulu. Well, after the war, Ralph Flanagan started up his new orchestra, mimicking the Glenn Miller sound. Many other imitators fell in line, including Ray Anthony. Of course, it helped that he was a former member of the band. And they were very successful. Ray Anthony's orchestra appeared in some of the top locales across the country, and they got a deal with Capitol Records. And this was their first hit, A Dreamer's Holiday.
Flutter by and do the things you please in the land where dollar bills are falling off the trees on a dreamer's holiday. Every day for breakfast there's a dish of scrambled stars, and for luncheon you'll be munching rainbow candy bars. You'll be living a la mode on Jupiter or Mars on a dreamer's holiday. Make it a long vacation time, there is plenty of. You need no reservation, just bring along the one you love. Help yourself to happiness and sprinkle it with myrrh. Close your eyes and concentrate and dream for all your worth. You will feel terrific when you get back down to earth from a dreamer's holiday.
A Dreamer's Holiday, the very first hit for the Ray Anthony Orchestra. That featured the vocals of Dick Noel. Noel, by the way, was a regular on Don McNeil's Breakfast Club. Then he became a jingle singer. It's estimated that he recorded more than 15,000 commercials from the mid-60s to the late 80s. And it all began for him with the Ray Anthony Orchestra, whom we are celebrating today because Ray will be celebrating his 104th birthday on Tuesday. So as you heard right there on A Dreamer's Holiday, definitely the Glenn Miller sound in that early Anthony band. But he wouldn't stay locked to that style. It'd become more of a dance band. He celebrated the lost art of the boogie, which we had an example of earlier in Mr. Anthony's Boogie. He also had Foxtrot records, which were often paired with instructional dance steps by Arthur Murray. And he also had novelty dance recordings, such as the Hokey Pokey, and this one, the Bunny Hop.
the bunny hop. Hop, hop, hop. Dance is new creation. It's the new sensation. Do the bunny hop. Hop, hop, hop. All join in the fun. Father, mother, son. Do the bunny hop. Hop, hop, hop.
I saw you doing it. The Bunny Hop, a dance created at Balboa High School in San Francisco in the early 50s. And it became a nationwide craze thanks to that recording by the Ray Anthony Band. And on the vocals there, Marcy Miller and Tommy Mercer, a very good singer who was Ray's featured vocalist for many years. It's Ray Anthony in the spotlight today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, we've turned the calendar back 75 years to January of 1951. Well, let's heat up this cold time of the year with some juicy gossip. News about Betty Hutton, whom we heard just a few minutes ago with Perry Como. The 29-year-old actress is Splitsville with Ted Briskin, a camera maker from Chicago. Their marriage of 4.5 years is over. They have 2 daughters. Elizabeth Taylor is going through a divorce with Conrad Hilton. She's 18 years old now and called by Hollywood columnist the Sad Siren, and it's all given her a clear case of incipient ulcers. Washington Post music critic Paul Hume, who last month gave a poor review of first daughter Margaret Truman's singing ability, which brought about a threat of violence from her father, felt the sting of criticism himself after Hume narrated Peter and the Wolf for a National Symphony Children's Concert in Constitution Hall. The Post printed an opinion by 6-year-old critic Frank Manola. The youngster said of Hume, "He doesn't sound like Basil Rathbone on my Peter and the Wolf records. He sounds more like Phil Harris on the radio." The toughest performer of the day is Reese Stevens. After a sliver of glass went into her right eye during the goblet-smashing scene in DeRozan Cavalier, the mezzo-soprano carried on to the end of the act. During intermission, she had the splinter removed, took a boric acid eye bath, refused a bandage, and sang through the last act. And Arthur Gottfried's going to be missing from his radio and TV shows for a while. He's off for a short tour as a reserve officer in the Navy. He'll get a refresher course in Pensacola, Florida. And 22-year-old Shirley Temple, who married Charles Black in mid-December, has announced her retirement. She says, "So long to show business." And that just happens to be the title of record number 7 on the countdown this week. "So Long, It's Been Good to Know Ya." Here are the Weavers.
Oh, I've sung this song, but I'll sing it again, of the people I've met and the places I've been, some of the troubles that bothered my mind, and a lot of good people that I've left behind. Singing,
so long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. What a long time since I've been home, and I gotta be drifting along.
The sweethearts, they sat in the dark and they sparked. They hugged and they kissed in that dusty old dark. They sighed and they cried and they hugged and they kissed. But instead of marriage, they talked like this, honey.
So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. What a long time since I've been home. And I gotta be drifting along.
I went to your family, I asked them for you. They all said, take her, oh, take her, please do. She can't cook or sew, and she won't scrub your floor. So I put on my coat, tiptoed out the door, singing,
so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. What a long time since I've been home. And I gotta be drifting along.
I walked down the street to the grocery store. It was crowded with people, both rich and both poor. I asked the man how his butter was sold. He says, 1 pound of butter for 2 pounds of gold. I said,
so long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. What a long time since I've been home.
My telephone rang and it jumped off the wall. That was the preacher a-making a call. He said, we're waiting to tie the knot. You're getting married, believe it or not. Well, the church, it was jammed. The church, it was packed. The pews were crowded from the front to the back. 1,000 friends waited to kiss my new bride. But I was so anxious, I rushed her outside. Told them,
so long, it's been good to know you. So long. So long, it's been good to know you. What a long time since I've been home. And I've got to be drifting along.
The Weavers, along with the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra, So Long, It's Been Good to Know You. Number 7 on the Billboard sales chart this weekend in 51, en route to number 4.
She wears the cleanest clothes in town, so does her little brother.
Our clothes are always washed inside, we've got a clever mother.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap. You get the cleanest wash in town with T-I-D-E, Tide.
Yes, ma'am, the cleanest wash in town is yours when you use Tide, and that's a promise. You see, we've proved it in the laboratory. We've put Tide up against every soap in the business, and there's no question about it. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. Comes out that way every time. Of course, millions of you women are proving the same thing right there in your own washing machines. And your results are even better than our facts and figures, because yours are right there. In the cleaner shirts your husband wears to the office, the cleaner clothes your children go out to play in. Yes, with Tide, it's through the wringer, into the rinse, and up on the line with the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
And while we're doing the laundry, why don't we put a new record on the phonograph? This was the latest from Georgia Gibbs. I Still Feel the Same About You.
I don't know how it happened. I don't know who's to blame. I don't know how I hurt you, but I hurt you just the same. And even though you say we're through, I still same about you. Somebody must have told you the story that you heard, that I had found another love, but don't believe a word. And though you break my heart in two, I still feel the same about you. There's two sides to every story, as different as night and day. There's two sides to every story. Please hear what I have to say. No matter what has happened, no matter who's to blame, there'll never be another who can make me feel the same. So please believe that I've been true, 'cause I still feel the same about you. So please believe that I've been true, and please feel the same about me, 'cause I still feel the same about you.
Here's Georgia Gibbs sounding a lot like Patti Page, especially with her voice being multi-track there. In fact, the record label reads, "Her Nibs sings with Georgia Gibbs." And Her Nibs was Georgia's nickname, of course. And she was backed up by the Owen Bradley Sextet, "I Still Feel the Same About You." She had the tune at number 29 on the jukebox chart this week. It would top out at number 18. That was part of the soundtrack of January 1951, which we're playing again today on Seems Like Old Times. Today's venture to the past on Seems Like Old Times puts us this weekend in 1951. And on the radio this season, there's still lots of listeners, even though TV is growing. In the daytimes, most radios are tuned to CBS. It owns the middays. It begins at 11:45 with Rosemary, followed at noon by Wendy Warren and the News, on Jenny's Real Life Stories, Helen Trent, Our Girl Sunday, Big Sister, Ma Perkins, Young Dr. Malone, and The Guiding Light. Later in the afternoon, the kids get Mark Trail, Straight Arrow, and Sky King. Then in primetime, some of the most popular are Beulah, Truth or Consequences, Baby Snooks, Dr. Christian, My Friend Irma, and the top three, Amos and Andy, Jack Benny, and the Lux Radio Theater. And the big show on Friday night is Duffy's Tavern, starring Ed Gardner.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Where is that? Yes, sir. Penya Slavny.
How do you do?
Tell me, Yasha, did any letters or mail come in today?
Like an avalanche.
Oh, well, let me see the mail. Hey, these personal letters are mine. They've been opened.
I can read them closed.
Yasha, it might have been personal correspondence from a dame, you know. I don't want you to be reading me private mail.
Okay, my boss. Or may I call you Cuddles?
But opening somebody else's letters, how can you do such a thing?
How?
Yeah.
Easy. I am holding them over a tea kettle. By the by, here is one letter that I'm thinking you will find extremely interesting.
What, Billy Do from a female admirer?
No, Billy Do overdue from the gas company.
That's Ed Gardner with the Mad Russian Burt Gordon from Duffy's Tavern on NBC this past Friday in 1951. And by the way, Ed Gardner was now doing the show from Puerto Rico. He was avoiding the higher tax structure here in the States. Well, from their new work location, they could probably get a good look at the harbor lights. Sammy Kay is at number 6 this weekend.
I saw the harbor lights. They only told me we were partying. The same old harbor lights that once brought you to me. I watched the harbor lights. How could I help if tears were starting? Goodbye to tender nights beside the silvery sea. I long to hold you near and kiss you just once more. But I was on the ship and you were on the shore. Now I know lonely nights, for all the while my heart is whispering some other harbor light will steal your love from me.
Sammy Kay at number 6 this week in 1951 with Harbor Lights. That was Tony Alamo on the vocals, backed up by the Cadets. And that was moving down the charts after spending 4 weeks at number 1, Sammy Kay's 8th and final chart topper. Also today, it's a salute to Ray Anthony. He's having a birthday on Tuesday. Yes, he's still with us. He'll be 104 years old on January 20th. He's the last surviving member of the Glenn Miller Orchestra, and he may be the lone survivor of the first class to have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And if he's not the last, he's one of the few still living. And what a career it was for Ray Anthony, a prolific orchestra. They released about 500 singles over the years. He recorded over 100 albums. He appeared in 15 movies, either with his orchestra or as an actor. And he had 5 different television shows. And I just happen to have an excerpt from one of them where Ray Anthony sings along with his girl vocalist, The Bookends.
Fresh new faces, we have two at a time this time, Anita Ray and Diane Hall. Girls?
I like New York in June. Uh-huh. How about you?
I like a Gershwin tune. How about you?
I like a fireside when that storm is due.
I like potato chips, moonlight motor trips. How about you?
I'm wild about good books.
She's wild.
Books,
oh, books.
Can't get my bill.
And your gassy looks, oh, they give me some kind of thrill.
Holding hands in the movie show.
When all the lights are low, may not be new, but
I like it.
Me too.
How about you?
Oh, we ought to get rid of it.
Okay, let's go.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so springy strong.
And every time I see that grin, I'm such a happy individual.
The moment that you speak,
do-do-de-do-do-de-do-do,
I wanna go play hide and seek.
I wanna go and bounce the moon, just like a toy balloon.
You and I are just like a couple of tots.
Already I know.
Running across the meadow,
picking up lots of forget-me-nots.
You make me feel so young.
You make me feel there are songs to be sung.
Bells to be rung.
And a wonderful fling to be flung.
And even though you're old and gray,
gonna feel the same way I do today.
You make me feel so.
I'll make you feel so.
You make me feel so
Thunderbird, a 1953 record from Ray Anthony and his orchestra, and before that, Ray from his TV show in 1963. A duet with his girl vocalist, The Bookends, Anita Ray and Diane Hall, a medley of How About You and You Make Me Feel So Young. Well, that's it for hour number one of today's show. We'll break and be back with more Ray Anthony and more of the hits from this week in 1951 on Seems Like Old Times.